Hello and welcome back to the Energy Healing and Wellness Podcast. My name is Stel Coombe Heath. I am a wellness advocate, energy healer, yoga teacher, and I am really passionate about supporting women on their transformative journey towards well-being. I'm really passionate about empowering women who want more out of life, but find themselves maybe stuck in a whirlwind of responsibilities and self-neglect. So I help these women really, you know, empower themselves and create what they want in their lives. So I do that through guiding them through, you know, a journey of self-awareness, self-discovery, breaking through their limiting beliefs and creating life and purpose and joy and fulfillment in their lives. So I do that also through blending all the modalities that I am so grateful to have in my life, whether that's energy healing or yoga or EFT tapping. And I create experiences where we can just go deeper and release energetic blocks, manage our stress levels, and align with our highest potential. So if you're new here today, I'm super excited to have you, and I can't wait to share this week's episode with you. So you might notice that the sound today is not what it is usually, and I do apologize about that. I unfortunately have a power outage at home, so I'm recording today in my yoga studio, and it's a much larger room, so there might be a little bit more of an echo today. However, the show must go on. And today is actually Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day if you are listening to this podcast today. I am super excited to, you know, be the one to land in your podcast list on Valentine's Day, so yay. Hopefully you're celebrating in a really special way. I actually just finished my YouTube video for this week. It's all about self-care. So I will pop the link into the show notes for you so that you can invest in some self-care during the month of love. So today's episode is a really important discussion and something that I actually had a discussion with a friend of mine this week, and we were talking about just the fact that, you know, sometimes you know exactly what you need to do, you know exactly what steps to take, but you just don't take them. You procrastinate or you just avoid taking those steps. And one of the reasons for that is self-doubt. So my love, if you are listening to this podcast, I know you are wanting to make changes probably in your life in some way, whether it's self-improvement or maybe it's a healing journey, or maybe there's a specific goal that you are trying to achieve. And when we take on any form of change or any form of new habits, usually there will probably be some self-doubt. And self-doubt is what actually holds us back, right? The energy of self-doubt taps into our core limiting beliefs, which, you know, normally stems down to I'm not good enough, I don't know enough, I don't have enough, you know, fill in the blanks. And that is usually what then spirals into thinking, well, maybe I shouldn't even try because it's already been done before, or someone else has already someone else is already doing that, or I'm not going to be good at it. So whatever the case is, you know, those stories will start coming through, right? And these are all from our solar plexus, deep solar plexus wounds that we can listen to, or we can work with those thoughts when they come out, right? So self-doubt is crippling, and it will hold us back from pursuing our dreams, from taking on a new healthy habit. You know, I worked with a lot of clients who were struggling with, you know, diabetes, and they knew that they needed to pay more attention to their health, and especially their, you know, the food, their food choices. However, they just were not making the changes, and the self-doubt around that was, well, I don't know if I can do this. It hasn't worked for me in the past, so why would it work now? All those things can come up. So if you are trying to, you know, tap into a healthier version of you, just have faith that you can do anything. You can do absolutely anything, my love, that you set your mind to. You just need to take the steps to do it. Right. So if you are also maybe trying to achieve something in your life, you know that self-doubt is going to pop up somewhere along the way. She's going to rear her ugly head, and that's what's going to either create you motivation to move forward, or it's going to stop you in its tracks, right? So self-doubt doesn't just affect us mentally. It can also start to affect our physical health and our relationships. And the reason for that is if we know we want to pursue something and we are really passionate about it, but we don't do it, very often we are going to start feeling down about ourselves. We might feel depressed. We might hunch the shoulders. We might, you know, have digestive issues because of the, you know, the anxiety and the stress that goes along with us just staying stuck, right? So you might also have like problems breathing, and so a lot of health issues can come out of self-doubt. Another thing is, obviously, if we keep believing that we are not able to pursue something, or we keep tapping into those old solar plexus wounds, our self-esteem will be affected, and either we take that out in our relationships, or we actually stop communicating in our relationships, which means our relationships will also be affected. So self-doubt is, you know, such a big thing that we need to address in anything that we pursue in life. So one other area where self-doubt will really affect us is in our own personal growth. So if you lean into your doubts and you don't take action, you will obviously not remain, you will remain where you are, you know? And that's usually where that definition of insanity comes in, right? If insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking that things will change, however, it won't, right? So we need to move through our obstacles, and our obstacles usually comes from our inner world, right? Our inner relationship with ourselves and our beliefs in ourselves. So when it comes to overcoming self-doubt, it's important for us to really, first of all, recognize that it's there. Recognize that voice and recognize that it's going to be a block, right? So you might hear that self-doubt come up. I'm not sure if I can do this. I'm not sure if I'm smart enough or strong enough, or I don't have enough time, whatever the case is. The minute you hear that, that is like good information for you. And that is, in that moment, the work for you, my love, is to nip that in the bud. And one way that I actually overcome self-doubt is when I hear my self-doubts popping up, firstly, I label them. I label them as unhelpful. And then the second thing that I do is I look at my day and I say, what is one thing that I can do right now to move the needle forward, right? Usually that one thing might just be a meditation. It might just be a walk, taking a break, because my self-doubts usually come out when I'm tired or exhausted. And, you know, so it doesn't have to be anything, you know, tangible. It might just be that you take some rest in order for you to kind of, you know, reclaim that power back, right? And I normally also go through a little bit of validation, you know, when it comes to those self-doubts. Usually what I do is I will say, is this true? Or is there something else going on here, right? And when we look at, you know, if we look at a self-doubt thing that might pop up for us is, I'm not going to be any good at this, right? Or someone is so much better at this already, so I don't know if I should even try. So when we look at that, firstly, you say to yourself, is that true? Is it really true that I am not good at that, or that someone else is better? And maybe that is. But then the next question is, how can I reframe that and see it in a positive light? And the way you might do that is through going, yes, maybe I am not good at this right now because it's new. I'm trying it out for the first time, and therefore it's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel strange. It's going to feel like I'm not good at this. And when I look at so-and-so, they are so much better because they have been doing it for so much longer than me, and therefore I can follow in their footsteps. I'm going to pursue this every single day, or however frequently, maybe every week, until I feel like I'm good at it. You see that mind shift? And just shifting that energy in that way is going to support you, you know, in such a good way. And then usually what I do, the next question is, what can I do right now? What action steps can I do right now to move forward? Sometimes what I do in that situation is I take out a pen and paper and I break things down into smaller bite-sized steps, and I maybe go and do one or two of those little steps straight away so that I know that I have taken the steps in the right direction, right? So when we face our doubts, when we can actively and fully be aware that they are there and we can work with them in a specific way, that is when we reclaim and step into our power, right? When we silence the voice of self-doubt, we open ourselves up to a world of endless possibilities, right? So Just imagine if for one day you did not listen to any of those doubts, any of those fears, and you just started doing the damn thing, as my friend says. Imagine what life will be like. So, my love, if there is something that you have been wanting to change, but you are still feeling stuck, I would say go and do some soul searching and connect in with the self-doubts keeping you from making those changes. And then face them head on. So we've talked about how self-doubt can impact your body, your mind, your energy, your relationships, and your personal growth. We've also talked about how to overcome self-doubt by initially being aware that your self-doubt has cropped up, then challenging that doubt, whether it's true, rephrasing the statement, and then taking one small step towards getting out of your own way. I hope that you have had a lot of valuable insights from this episode. And just remember, my love, that you have the power to do anything, and you have the power to overcome self-doubt and create the life that you deserve. So I'm going to leave that with you, and I would love to hear your feedback of what you have tried from this episode. So send me a message on Spotify. You can do that. Or you can come through to my blog, healingwithstelle.com.au/blog. And when you connect into my blog, there is a little chat icon. And in that chat icon, you can send me a message, and I would love to hear from you, my love. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I can't wait to see you very, very soon. Bye.